Cedric was right. It was enormous. 10 feet long. It looked more like a giant scorpion than anything. Its long sting was curled over its back. Its thick armour glinted in the light from Harry's wand, which he pointed at it. Stupefy! The spell hit the Scroot's armour and rebounded. Harry ducked just in time, but could smell burning hair. It had singed the top of his head. The Scroot issued a blast of fire from its end and flew forwards towards him. "Impedimenta!" Harry yelled. The spell hit the Scroot's armour again and ricocheted off. Harry staggered back a few paces and fell over. "Impedimenta!" The Scroot was inches from him when it froze. He had managed to hit it on its fleshy, shell-less underside. Panting, Harry pushed himself away from it and ran, hard, in the opposite direction. The impediment, Jinx, was not permanent. The Scroot would be regaining the use of its legs at any moment. He took a left path and hit a dead end, a right and hit another. Forcing himself to stop, heart hammering, he performed the 4-point spell again, backtracked, and chose a path that would take him northwest. He had been hurrying along the new path for a few minutes, when he heard something in the path running parallel to his own, which made him stop dead.
"What are you doing?" yelled Cedric's voice. "What the hell do you think you're doing?"
And then Harry heard Crumb's voice.
"Crucio!"
The air was suddenly full of Cedric's yells. Horrified, Harry began sprinting up his path, trying to find a way into Cedric's. When none appeared, he tried the reductor curse again. It wasn't very effective, but it burnt a small hole in the hedge, through which Harry forced his leg, kicking at the thick brambles and branches until they broke and made an opening. He struggled through it, tearing his robes, and looking to his right, saw Cedric jerking and twitching on the ground, Crumb standing over him. Harry pulled himself up and pointed his wand at Crumb, just as Crumb looked up. Crumb turned and began to run.
"Stupefy!" Harry yelled.
The spell hit Crumb in the back. He stopped dead in his tracks, fell forwards, and lay motionless, face down in the grass. Harry dashed over to Cedric, who had stopped twitching and was lying there panting, his hands over his face.
"Are you all right?" Harry said roughly, grabbing Cedric's arm.
"Yeah," panted Cedric. "Yeah. I don't believe it. He crept up behind me. I heard him. I turned round, and he had his wand on me."
Cedric got up. He was still shaking. He and Harry looked down at Crumb.
"I can't believe this. I thought he was all right," Harry said, staring at Crumb.
"So did I," said Cedric.
"Did you hear Fleur scream earlier?" said Harry.
"Yeah," said Cedric. "You don't think Crumb got her, too?"
"I don't know," said Harry, slowly.
"Should we leave him here?" Cedric muttered.
"No," said Harry. "I reckon we should send up Red Sparks. Someone'll come and collect him. Otherwise he'll probably be eaten by a Scroot."
"He'd deserve it," Cedric muttered.
But all the same, he raised his wand and shot a shower of Red Sparks into the air, which hovered high above Crumb, marking the spot where he lay. Harry and Cedric stood there in the darkness for a moment, looking around them. Then Cedric said, "Well, I suppose we'd better go on."
"What?" said Harry.
"Oh, yeah, right." It was an odd moment. He and Cedric had been briefly united against Crumb. Now the fact that they were opponents came back to them both. They proceeded up the dark path without speaking. Then Harry turned left and Cedric right. Cedric's footsteps soon died away. Harry moved on, continuing to use the 4-point spell, making sure he was moving in the right direction. It was between him and Cedric now. His desire to reach the cup first was now burning stronger than ever, but he could hardly believe what he had just seen Crumb do. The use of an unforgivable curse on a fellow human being meant a life term in Azkaban. That was what Moody had told them. Crumb surely couldn't have wanted the Triwizard Cup that badly. Harry sped up. Every so often he hit more dead ends, but the increasing darkness made him feel sure he was getting near the heart of the maze. Then, as he strode down a long straight path, he saw movement once again, and his beam of wand light
hit an extraordinary creature, one which he had only seen in picture form in his monster book of monsters. It was a sphinx. It had the body of an over-large lion, great clawed paws, and a long yellowish tail ending in a brown tuft. Its head, however, was that of a woman. She turned her long, almond-shaped eyes upon Harry as he approached. He raised his wand, hesitating. She was not crouching as if to spring, but pacing from side to side of the path, blocking his progress. Then she spoke, in a deep, hoarse voice. "You are very near your goal. The quickest way is past me."
So will you move, please?" said Harry, knowing what the answer was going to be.
"No," she said, continuing to pace, "not unless you can answer my riddle. Answer on your first guess, I let you pass. Answer wrongly, I attack. Remain silent, I will let you walk away from me unscathed."
Harry's stomach slipped several notches. It was Hermione who was good at this sort of thing, not him. He weighed his chances. If the riddle was too hard, he could keep silent, get away from her unharmed, and try and find an alternative route to the centre.
"Okay," he said. "Can I hear the riddle?"
The Sphinx sat down upon her hind legs, in the very centre of the path, and recited.